圣经,
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
我们还是翻到希伯来书第九章,
Hebrews again, chapter 9.
第九章, 我们来看第14节。
We read verse 14.
希伯来书第九章第14节
Hebrews 9:14
何况基督随着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给神他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心这个心就是良心 岂不更能洗净你们的良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience? Note here it says, your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
15节
Verse 15. Verse 15, and for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant. Let's pay special attention to what he says here. To those who are called, are you and I the called, the elect?
感谢主，主在创世以前就拣选了我们，到了时间就呼召了我们。
We thank the Lord that He chose us before the foundation of the world, and at its due time, He now has called us.
便叫蒙召之人得着什么？弟兄姊妹，得着什么？
What do those who are called receive, my beloved? What do they receive?
神要叫我们得着什么？得着所应许的永远的产业。
What is that God wants us to receive according to His promise? That is, we may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
永远的产业.
Eternal inheritance.
好，我们来看一处《哥林多后书》.
Now, 2 Corinthians.
第六章.
Chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章，我们来看第14节到第18节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, we will read verses 14 to 18.
我想这些话都是对着今天的教会，也是对着我们讲的话。
I believe this passage speaks to all the churches today as well as to us.
14节。
Verse 14.
你们和不信的人。 远不相配，不要同福也恶，义和不义的，有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗，有什么相通呢？基督和比利，比利就是撒旦，有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的，有什么相干呢？
Verse 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? And Belial is devil of Satan. Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever?
16节我们特别注意。
We will note especially verse 16.
神的殿。 就是教会
The temple of God, that is the church.
就是我们。
That is us.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿。就如神曾说，我要在他们的中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
十七节
Verse 17.
又说，你们无要从他们中间出来。与他们分别，不要沾不洁净之物，我就收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。上面讲，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。这里说，我要做你们的父，你们啊，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。全能的主说的，全能的主 Lord Almighty 讲的。
Verse 17, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Previously,He says that I will be their God, they shall be my people. Now, God says, I will be a father to you, you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，这是全能的神主说的话，他是全能的。
Beloved, thus says the Lord Almighty, he is omnipotent.
好，我们来看一段对照一段话。所以为什么我要念哥林多后书这一段？我接下来要念的启示录第21章，我们对照来看一看。这是我今天要同弟兄姊妹交通的哪一个中心。
Now we will read Revelation chapter 21.The reason that I just read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, this passage is...correspond to compare it with what I will be reading in Revelation 21, and this is the very focus of today's theme.
21章
Verse 21.
这里讲到新天新地
Here it speaks of the new heaven and the new earth.
我又看见一个新天新地，这是约翰在伯马岛上所看见的。
Now, John saw a new heaven and new earth on the island of Patmos.
巴不得今天我们都能够看见这个意象。
Oh, that today if we could all see this very vision.
太重要了。
It's so very crucial.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为以前的天地都过去了，海也不再有了。
Now I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, also there was no more sea.
我又看见圣城，新耶路撒冷，有神那里从天而降，预备好了。
Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
预备好了，因为他是全能的神，他是全能的主。我们刚刚念的哥林多后书第六章那一句话。
She is made ready because this is done through by the word of the Almighty God, the Omnipotent Lord, which we just read.
我们看见圣城教会。
Here we see the holy city, the church.
从神那里。从神那里，神在哪里啊？第三层天，第三层天，从天
Coming down to throne, God, where does God abide in the third heaven? He and coming down, descending down from there.
我们知道千年国度结束以后，一千年国度结束以后，所有受造之物，旧的天，旧的地，都被火焚烧了。
We know that after,
没有了。
We know that after the millennium kingdom, the first heaven, the first earth, all the old creations will vanish away, all being burned down.
我想这个彼得后书讲得非常，第三章讲得非常的清楚。
And this is clearly depicted in 2 Peter chapter 3.
第一层天第二层天都没有了，第一层天就今天我们的阳气，我们这个天我们看得见的。
The first heaven is
the sky
with oxygen which is visible to us.
第二层天我们知道太空星球那一层天，第二层天。
Second heaven is space with all the galaxies, that's the second heaven.
第一层天第二层天我们知道千年国度结束以后全部要焚烧掉了，没有了。
So the first and second heaven after the after the millennium kingdom will all be burned away, disappeared.
我们知道教会圣城新耶路撒冷在哪里？第三层天。
And we now know the church, the New Jerusalem, where is she? She is in the third heaven.
现在要降临到地上来，这是新的地。新的天，我们感谢。
Now she is descending.
巴不得我们今天都看见这个意象。
Now she's descending from the heaven, and she will be on the new earth and new heaven. Oh, if only we could all see this very vision today.
我们都在其中。
And we're all in that midst.
巴不得今天在我们中间所有弟兄姊妹都在其中。
And I do wish that all the brothers and sisters here today will be in the midst of the New Jerusalem.
预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们念第十九章，等会我会交通稍微提一提。那里新妇已经参加了那个羔羊的婚娶，怎么这里又是新妇从天而降打扮整齐了等候丈夫？好像这是第二次婚礼吗？婚礼就一次的，有哪一个中间我们婚礼行两次的？我们感谢神，十九章婚礼已经行过了。
In chapter 7, which I will mention briefly, we see that it seems that the church has just attended a marriage of the Lamb, and now again.In chapter 21, you see a marriage again. It's a marriage being held, celebrated twice. Thank the Lord, the marriage is done again, already.
新妇已经装饰整齐，等候丈夫，等会我来解释。
And the bride is made ready, adorned for her husband, which I will elaborate more later.
这里的新妇装饰整齐，原文她穿了一个 beautiful dress， 最漂亮最漂亮的最精致的一件衣服，不是等候丈夫，是为着她丈夫所预备的。
A bride adorned for her husband is not as what the Chinese Bible says, waiting for her husband. Instead, the bride is clothed with the most gorgeous, exquisite dress, and this is for her husband.
好，我听见大声音从宝座中出来说：“看啊，神的帐篷在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”这句话就是刚刚哥林多后书第六章所讲的。对不对？我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，是对着教会来讲的。
Verse 3, And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. This verse just mirrors 2 Corinthians chapter 6, which we just read, that God will be their God. God, and they will be God's people. And that speaks of the church.
第四节, 神要擦去他们一切的眼泪, 不再有死亡, 不再有悲哀, 不再有哭嚎, 不再有疼痛, 因为以前的死都过去了, 第五节做宝座说, 看啊, 我将一切都更新了, 又说你要写上, 因为这些话是可信的, 是真实的, 他又对我说, 都成了, 都成了, 我是阿拉法, 我是Omega, 我是初, 我是中, 我是全能的神, 就是哥林多后书, 第六章, 刚刚最后的一句话, 这是全能的神, 说的。
Verses 4, 5, 6, And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And thus says the Almighty God, just as 2 Corinthians chapter 6 says,
都成了,
It is done.
底下一句话很重要, 弟兄姊妹, 第七节,
Verse 7.
啊, 对, 我是初, 我是中, 后面一句话, 我要将生命前的水, 白白地赐给那口渴的人, 喝。
The last part of verse 6. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. What comes next, verse 7, is extremely important.
什么是生命的水?
What is the water of life?
主耶稣在对撒玛利亚妇人说的,你喝这水还要再渴,你是我给你喝的水,你永远不渴。这里讲的是基督他自己。
Here, the verse
他是生命的水,也可以指着他的话来讲的,他就是那个道,就喝这个水的,永远不可。
Here, the verse speaks of Christ himself, or the word of Christ, just as he says to the Samaritan woman, that if you drink the water, you will thirst again, but if you drink the water I give you, you will never thirst anymore.
你我有没有得到这个生命的水?
Beloved, have you and I received this water of life?
我们感谢神, 我们都有这个生命的水。
We give thanks to God, for we all have this water of life now.
我们应该是永远不渴的。
We should never be thirsty anymore.
好, 第七节非常重要的一段。
Verse 7 is extremely important.
得胜者!
He who overcomes.
这是启示录第八次。 提到的得胜,对不对? 一开始的时候,七封书信,后面都讲到得胜的,得胜的,得胜的,这里是第八次讲的得胜的,这个得胜,同前面七个得胜有什么两样吗?
This is the eighth time in Revelation it's mentioned, overcoming, because in the first three previous chapters, that you read about the seven epistles to the seven churches, so seven times, overcoming is mentioned. Here again, verse 7, but what is the difference between these two overcomings?
看看这个得胜的啊,
now let's consider it.
必承受这些伟业,产业,讲到产业。
He who overcomes shall inherit these things, which refer to the inheritance.
我们刚刚念的为什么要念希伯来书第九章,他成了新约的中保,他的血洗净了前约所人所犯的所有的罪,好叫我们这些蒙召的人可以得着所应许的产业。
The verse we just read in Hebrews saying that Christ Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, that he would redeem all the transgressions from the previous covenant so that we shall all receive this eternal inheritance.
感谢神。
We thank God.
得胜的, 不要忘掉, 你我都是得胜的。
He who overcomes, don't forget this, you and I, we are all overcomers.
这个得胜是地位上的得胜。
It's the positional overcoming.
只要是在基督里的，没有一个是不得胜的。
Everyone who is in Christ is an overcomer.
基督得胜了。
Because Christ has overcome, so we have overcome.
这个得胜同启示录前面讲的七个得胜有一些不一样，等会我来解释。
So this overcoming is a bit different from that mentioned previously in the seven letters to the seven churches, which I will elaborate more on.
得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他们的神，他要做我的儿子。这不就是刚刚哥林多后书第六章最后讲的，对不对？
Here, he who overcomes shall, notice it is shall, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Right away, you recall what we just read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我是不是神的子民啊？
Beloved, today you and I, are we the people of God?
当然是。
Of course we are.
我们是不是神的儿女啊？
Are we his children?
当然是。
Of course we are.
感谢神。
Thank God.
唯有那些胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、信邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就是在烧灼硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的事。
But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
哎呀，这是何等显著的一个对照。
Oh, what a stark contrast here.
新天新地没有海了。
In the new heaven and new earth, there will be no more sea.
没有时间同弟兄姊妹交通，为什么没有海？
I do not have time to share with you as to why is there is no more sea.
这里我们看见什么代替了海？
But here we see what has replaced the sea.
新天新地的硫磺火湖代替了哪个海？
The lake which burns with fire and brimstone in the new heaven and new earth has now replaced the sea.
我们看见这里八种人。
Here we see a list of eight people,
就是硫磺火湖。
And their part is the lake with brimstone and fire.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and pray?
父神，以上的赞美，以上的歌声。
Father God, all the praises and all the voices.
相信都已经达到你的宝座。
We believe have all reached your throne.
感谢主，你像我们所施的何等的慈爱，叫我们今天都能够成为你的儿女，我们也真是你的儿女。
Father, we thank you. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God, and we are truly your children of God.
是照你的爱之无暇无疵的将自己献给了你，他的血岂不洗净我们的良心，除去我们的死心？我们今天可以来侍奉，可以来敬拜，可以来赞美那位永生的神。
Through the blood of the beloved, your Son, that who has offered himself without spot to you through the eternal Spirit and cleansing all our consciences, so today that we can come to serve you, and also we are devoid of all the dead works to serve the true and living God.
今天我们乘着畏惧的心来敬拜侍奉你。
So、today,
我们也凭着喜乐的灵来赞美感谢你。
So today, with a heart of fear, we serve you, and also with the joyful spirit, we come to praise you.
主，你以我们的赞美为宝座的，我们以赞美你为我们的夸胜。
Lord, you are enthroned with our praises, and we shall triumph in your praises.
主，你今天就来到我们的中间。
Lord, come today amid us.
你用真理亮光来引导我们，把我们带到你的宝座跟前，把我们带到我们神荣耀神的跟前。
Lead us with your light and truth to your throne, to our glorious God.
带我们到最喜乐的神的跟前。
To the God of our exceeding joy.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
我们要称谢，我们当称谢进入你的门，当赞美进入你的院，我们当称颂你的名。
We will enter your court with thanksgiving, enter your gate with thanksgiving, into your court with praises, and we will be thankful and praise, bless your name.
因为你本为善，你的慈爱称到永远，你的信实称到万代，全能的神，真的神，活的神。永远的王，我们敬拜你。
We worship you. You are the Almighty God, the Living God, the True God. You are good. So your mercy endures forever. Your loving, your faithfulness is to all generations.
主啊，愿你怜悯我们，赐福给我们，用你的脸，用你的话来光照我们。
Lord, be merciful to us.Being gracious to us, lift up your countenance upon us and enlighten us.
主与你的仆人翻译姊妹同在。
Lord, be with your servant and the sister who translates.
与我们在座的每一位所与你的儿女同在。
Be with every child sitting here.
感谢神，我们都不是你的子民，今天成了你的子民。本来我们都是不蒙怜悯的，今天都蒙了你的怜悯。
We thank God that we were once not your people, but now we are your people. We once did not have your mercy, but now we have all received your mercy.
主，我们需要你生命的水，需要你的话语。
Lord, we do need your water of life and your word of life.
你知道我们里面的干枯。
For you know our inner dryness.
你知道我们的困倦。我们的疲乏。
You know our weariness, and you know that we are tired.
主啊，在这样一个荒凉的时代，何等需要你宝贝的话。
Oh Lord, in this desolate age, how much we need your precious word.
叫我们无力的心、软弱的手再次的坚强起来。
So that our feeble knees and our hands that hang down can once again be strengthened.
让我们等候仰望依靠你的人再次的重新的得力。
So that all of us who rely on trust in you and hope in you will be renewed again.
让我们行走不困倦，奔跑也不疲乏，我们能够像鹰一样的展翅上腾。
So that we will all mount up as eagles, we will walk and we will not be weary, and we will run and we will not faint.
主，愿你的能力充满你的仆人，你的使女。
May your powers fill your servant and your maidservant.
愿你的话充满他们。
Fill them with your words.
愿你的同在充满他们。
Fill them with your presence.
荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
只出于你的话，每一句带着能力。
Because every word that comes from you.
带着权柄。
Comes with power and might.
带着光，带着启示。
With light and with revelation.
让这些话能够运行在信你的人的心中，成为灵，成为生命。
Let all these words will move in the midst of those who believe in you. Let them become the word, the life, and the spirit.
荣耀都归给主。
To you be all the glory.
羞辱归给撒旦魔鬼。
And all the shame to Satan, the devil.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，今天我们继续来交通基督那差不多的丰富，这应该是第十二讲。
Beloved, today we'll continue to share on the unsearchable riches of Christ. I believe this is the 12th sharing.
虽然是新的一年2017年了
Although now is the new year 2017
但是我的题目还是旧的
But my theme remains the same
因为这个题目我还有很多需要交通分享的地方
Because there's so much more that I want to share regarding this topic
弟兄姊妹还记得这个题目是从哪里来的
Beloved, do you recall where this theme comes from?
我想就是以弗所书第三章的第八节第九节那里来的。
It comes from Ephesians chapter 3 verses 8 and 9.
保罗对着以弗所教会说，我是圣徒中间比圣徒中最小的还要小，但是神还给我这样的恩典，给我这样的能力，能够将基督差不多的丰富能够传给外邦人。
Paul says, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach the unsearchable riches among the Gentiles.
我们知道那个差不多的丰富是什么。
And now we do understand what is the unsearchable riches.
我想哥罗西书第二章第八节已经讲得非常的清楚。
Colossians 2:8 it says so clearly.
保罗他讲你们要谨慎。
Paul says that take heed.
你们要谨慎。
Take heed.
免得你们被那些人的理学、虚空的妄言把你们掳了去。
So lest you will be taken captive by the philosophy and empty deceit of man.
被那些世上的小学。世上的小学人间的遗传把你们掳了去。
According to the basic principles of the world, according, to the traditions.
接下来他说，因为神本心一切的丰盛都是有形有体的在基督里面。你们在基督里面也得着了那一切的一切的丰盛。
And he continues to say that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the deity bodily, and you have been made complete in him.
我们在基督里也得着了这一切的丰盛。
And in Christ we have received all the riches.
这些丰盛就是那基督那吃不透的丰盛。
And this riches refers to the unsearchable riches of Christ.
已经传给我们外邦人，不但传给我们外邦人，叫我们这些外邦人能够得着，能够享受，并且能够把这个丰盛在我们生活见证的里面能够活出来，能够彰显出来。
This unsearchable riches of Christ have been preached to you, and we have received, and we have enjoyed, and we have lived them out, and also, to be a testimony of all this.
怎么样的丰盛怎么能够从你我身上彰显出来呢？
But such riches, how could that be actually manifested from you and me?
若是你看以弗所书第三章第八节第九节你看下去你就知道。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 8 and 9, if you continue to read them,
他怎么讲的？
What does Paul say?
接下来保罗说，为了要叫众人都能够明白。
To make all see.
明白什么？
To see what?
就是历代隐藏在创造万有之神里面的奥秘是怎样的安排的。就是在日期满足的时候，就照着他所安排的，要是一座教会，叫天上执政的、掌权的、得知神百般的智慧。
To make all see what?To make all see what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God, and so that to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to by the church, to principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
这就是神在万事以前在基督里面所定的那一个旨意。
According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
要写作教会。
And all this done through the church.
没有一个基督徒单独的能够把这个丰盛能够彰显出来的。
Not a single Christian is able to fully manifest this, riches.
弟兄姊妹还记得我同你们交通的时候，光是以弗所书六章圣经就把24方面基督那个丰盛，神那个本心的丰盛，彰显出来。
Do you recall in Ephesians, I share with you, 24 aspects of all aspects of the fullness of God's, divine nature.
只有教会
So all this could only be done through the church. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
哎呀，教会就是神的智慧的彰显，你知道吗？
Do you know that the church is actually the very manifestation of the wisdom of God?
你还记得去年我们交通到哥林多啊，罗马书第十六章，这里讲到教会，讲到三十多个人的名字。
Do you recall that in last year we shared on Romans chapter 16, and there we read over 30 names and all the names of the church.
我们看见里面有外邦人，我们看见里面有犹太人。
There we read about Gentiles and the Jews.
他们现在建立了罗马的教会。
They now have built this Roman church.
你想一想，希利尼人、犹太人，他们能不能合在一起的？本来原本他们中间有个非常有厚的、有高的、有坚固的一个墙，把他们隔开的，不可能，不可能，一万一个不可能。
Think of this, how could Jews and Greeks now come together because there was this thick, tall, fortified wall dividing them, so it is absolutely, definitely not possible.
弟兄姊妹，这里就看到神的智慧。
How here you see the wisdom of God.
这样是一座十字架，把这个厚的墙、不能倒的墙、坚固的墙全部拆毁了。
How that God through the cross is able to destroy this very fortified thick wall that can never be broken down.
所以你看到以弗所下面这一段以后，你还要这个看前面这一段，就是第三节第四节。以弗所第三第四节讲什么？
After we just read verses 8, 9, 10, we have to come back to verses 3 and 4 of the same chapter.
这里保罗讲到福音的奥秘，保罗讲到基督的奥秘，基督的奥秘就是什么？
Here Paul speaks of the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of the Christ.
就是他说以前的世代的人没有人知道的。
This mystery of Christ is hidden before from all ages.
如今是做圣灵已经启示给他的使徒给先知让他们知道。
But now the mystery has been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
并且也叫我们今天能够知道。
And also today we have known this mystery.
这个奥秘是什么?
So what is the mystery of Christ?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
外邦人在基督里面协作福音我们同盟我们同成了一个身体我们同盟应许同为后嗣同这些犹太人。
So the mystery is that the Gentiles together with the Jews through the gospel that we are all heirs and fellow heirs and fellow members of the same body and also partakers of his promise.
人是一个基督也是这样这是这是哥林多前书十二章第十二节那一段话。
Just as 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, chapter 12 verse 12 says that although there are many members of the body, but the body is one. So as one body with many members, so is Christ.
不拘是犹太人，不拘是希利尼人，不拘是自主的，不拘是为奴的。
Here there is no distinction between Greeks, Jews, free, those who are free and those who are slaves.
我们都饮于一个圣灵。
We're all made to drink.
浸在一个圣灵里面，成了一个身体。看见吗？成了一个身体。哎呀，神的智慧，神的能力，神的大爱。
We are all made to drink in through one Holy Spirit, and this is through God's wisdom, through God's love.
这些人是什么人？我上次也提到了《罗马书》十六章， 提到三十多人，其中有一些是领袖。哎呀，他们过去都是没有用的，都是拉稀，都是死在罪恶过犯中的。今天他们成了宝贝的那一个建筑教会的材料。
So who are these people? We just read about this in Romans 16 that all these more than 30 people in Romans chapter 16, some of them were leaders now, but before they were useless, they were trash. But today, God has used them to become the materials through them to build up the church.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在天上执政的、掌权的、得智神百般的智慧。
We thank the Lord. Now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
我上次也同弟兄姊妹，我每一次到你们中间讲道，很奇怪，每一次喉咙会出问题。
And it is really quite strange.
我到任何的教会，自己的教从来没有这个情况的。
It's really strange that every time I came to your church, my throat becomes very coarse, and then, but I had never had any problems when I went to other churches.
我来的时候就为这件事祷告主。
So before I came, I actually prayed to the Lord regarding this.
我说主啊，不要再叫我像上次一样。
Oh Lord, please do not make me like what happened last time.
弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
So brothers and sisters, would you please also pray for me?
这是神的智慧。
This is God's wisdom.
不单是叫那一些堕落的天使，包括那一些跟随他的天使，他们要看见神的智慧，他们要敬拜，他们要赞美，在地底下他们要敬拜赞美。我上次都讲过了。
Last time I shared with you that the fallen angels, they will see andThen they will behold and they will praise God, but in the depths of under the ground.
腓立比书第二章讲得很清楚了，神把他升为至高，是给他超乎万民之上的名，是天上、地上、地底下，无不屈膝，无不叩礼，称耶稣基督是主，地底下。
Philippians, we read this clearly that God has highly exalted Christ, that all things, whether in heaven, on earth, or under the earth, will bow and will confess that Jesus is Christ.
有一天，所有堕落的天使，所有跟随堕落的天使长，他们都要地底下火湖里面，他们也要来称颂我们主的名，敬拜。因为看见他的智慧，他的能力，他的大爱。
One day, all the fallen angels, all those who follow the fallen archangel, will worship and praise and bless God because under the ground, because they now have seen the wisdom of God.
不单是这些天使。
Not only these fallen angels.
这里讲的天使也包括着所有圣洁的天使。
Even those holy angels.
所以你去看启示录第五章。
So here, if you read Revelation chapter 5,
我们看见有十个活佛，二十四位长老，环绕着神的宝座和羔羊的宝座，在那里敬拜，在那里赞美，对不对？
Here we see that the four living creatures and 24 elders surround the throne of God and surround the Lamb. There we see them.Bless, praise, and worship God.
我想我不重复了。十个活佛，二十四位长老，就是代表着教会，荣耀的教会，得胜的教会。
I don't want to repeat this anymore, but the four living creatures and the 24 elders represent the overcoming, the glorious church.
都成了，都成了。
It is done.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
不要看我们今天那样的丑陋，那样的还是那样的不够出切，但是不要灰心，不要灰心，圣灵会改变我们，圣灵会的变化我们。
Do not consider how ugly, how insufficient we are today, but do not lose heart. The Holy Spirit will change, will transform us.
不要看今天教会那样的荒凉，不要灰心。
Do not be despaired seeing how desolate today's churches are.
这是全能的神说的。
Thus says the omnipotent God.
不是我讲的。
It's not I who am saying
this. 所以你就看到第五章，你就看到不但是四个活符已经代表了神的那个丰盛，对不对？四个活符，第一个活符像狮子，像牛，像人，像老鹰，这不就是基督的那个丰盛吗？那一天我们看见教会。
Now the four living creature also represents the fullness of Christ, like they have the appearance like a lion, like a calf, like a face of man, and like a flying eagle. All this represents the fullness of the church also.
我们看见二十四位长老穿着白衣，头上戴着冠冕，坐在宝座上。二十四位长老，何等的荣耀，何等的珍贵！谁呀、啊？教会。
And also we see the 24 elders. How glorious, how majestic, that they are arrayed in white robes, sitting there. Who do they represent? The church.
我们看见启示录第一章这一段话吗？他爱我们，用自己的血把我们洗干净。叫我们成为什么？成为君王 ,King,Kingdom.
If you read Revelation 1 also, you see that Christ loved us and released us or cleansed us from our sins and made us a kingdom.
还有呢
and
成为祭司服侍他的父
and made us priests to serve his God.
叫我们那个侍奉那位永生的神，刚刚希伯来书第九章讲得很清楚。
So that we will serve the living God, as Hebrews 9 just said that His blood has cleansed us all.
但愿荣耀尊贵都归给他。
To Him be glory and honor forever and ever.
二十四位长老现在有头上戴着冠冕 ，King 坐在宝座上，治理治理治理。
The 24 elders now sit on the throne with crowns on their heads and they rule over the land.
第五章我们看到不但有四个活符，二十四位长老环绕这个宝座，并且还有千千万万的天使环绕着这个宝座，在那里敬拜，在那里赞美，千千万万的天使 ,Holy Angel.
And also in chapter 5, we see the holy angels surrounding the throne. Not only you see the 24 elders and the four living creatures, but all the angels, they are praising and worshiping God.
所以不但是那些堕落的天使和那些圣洁的天使都在那里赞美敬拜。到第五章最后的一句话，我们看见四个活符都说阿们，二十四位长老都夫妇敬拜在羔羊和做宝座的神和羔羊的跟前。
And then we see that all the angels, not only the holy ones, but also the fallen angels, they are all surrounding the throne around the Lamb. And there, as we read in the last verse in chapter 5, the four living creatures said, Amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him who lives forever and ever.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们都在其中。
We are in the midst of them.
你我都在其中。
You and I.
但愿我们看见这个异象，开我们里面的眼睛。
If only
看见我们恩召何等大的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀，他在新的人身上所显的能力何等的好大，看见了吗？但愿主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将智慧启示的灵赐给我们。照亮我们里面的眼睛，让我们认识这位神，全能的神。
If only we could all see this vision, that God would grant us this spirit of wisdom and understanding, so that we could know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the inheritance of of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. May God open our eyes and let us all see this great vision.
这是神今天在勇士里面的计划，神勇士里面的旨意已经定规的。
This is already determined by God in his eternal purpose in eternity.
神所以创造万有，神所以创造人类，是就是为了最终要达到的旨意目的。
The reason that God has created all things, created man, is just to fulfill this very purpose.
我们刚刚念的哥林多的以弗所第三章，我们看见这个启示给了使徒和先知，叫他们先有这样的一个启示，有这样的看见，对不对？外邦人在基督里写作福音，我们能够同盟应许，同为后嗣，同成为一个身体。
This mystery, this vision is first given to the holy prophets and apostles so that we would see that all the Gentiles will become the fellow heirs, fellow members of the same body, and also fellow partakers of his promise.
这里讲到圣灵的启示，圣的使徒和先知不是单数的，你去看原文 US 就是很多的先知，很多的使徒，不但是保罗看见了那个异象，看见了那个荣耀的异象，教会的异象，我想还有彼得，还有约翰，还有好几个先知使徒，他们都有这样一个启示。所以今天没有时间，下次我讲到彼得的那个执事，他也是看到了基督和教会的那个荣耀的异象。
Now this very glorious vision of Christ and his church is being revealed by the Holy Spirit not only just to one prophet, one apostle, and if you notice that it's the plural here it says prophets and all the apostles. So I believe not only Paul has seen this, but Peter and John. Today I do not have time. Lord willing, next time I will share with you the very ministry of Peter. He also sees the same vision.
弟兄姊妹，去年年中
At the end of last year,
就是一个月以前,
it's just a month ago,
我们知道有一个今天很就是一个宗教的传统的一个节期嘛。圣诞节嘛，我们都知道，我们都不过的，教会今天不能过这个节。
We know the Christmas, the traditional religious festival day, which we do not commemorate.
我想，我对弟兄姊妹，对他们怎么讲？我说我们教会不庆祝这样的节期，为什么？因为这个节期是个愚人节，愚人节，你懂吗？
I told the brothers and sisters of my congregation that we do not celebrate this day because this festive day is actually like April's Fool's Day. It's all deceiving.
保罗说这家就是永生神的教会，是建造在使徒的先知和根基上的，是在真理的注释和根基，这是教会。所以一些虚假的东西，我们不会去遵循的。
The church is the house of the eternal God, built upon the pillars of truth, and all these falsehood we shall never celebrate or pursue after.
因为十二月二十五根本不是主的诞生，圣经里根本没有记载要我们去想念纪念主耶稣的降生嘛，就要叫我们纪念他的死嘛。等会我就会讲到。
The Bible only tells us to remember his death, never told us to remember his birth, let alone that December 25th is not his birth date anyway.
今天没有时间交通这方面，我们知道这个节气就是天主教传统下 Christmas, M-A-S, 就是他们忙弥撒嘛，就是他们不饼嘛，就叫弥撒嘛，对不对？天主教遗传下来的东西嘛。
This is a tradition from Catholicism because Christmas, M-A-S, is just mass. So this is a tradition from that relation.
25号是他们外邦人拜太阳神的, 所以他们天主教就把这个祭起当作一个太阳神, 基督也是太阳嘛, 所以我们也可以来敬拜他们, 这是由来, 这是历史上, 初期教会, 没有一个教会, 400年以前, 就是刚刚初期建立的教会, 最少在400年以前, 你查不到记录, 他们在那里庆祝, 主耶稣降生的。
This December 25th is according to the heathen tradition. The heathen worship their sun god on that day. Now, so they say, well, since Christ is the sun, let's worship him on the same day also. But if you read the 400 years of history of the early church, none of them had ever celebrated a day like this.
他们只有天天的
Instead, daily they remember the death of Christ, that is the breaking bread, the communion.
我想今天提一提,我主要为什么想到这点呢?今天到了哪一个节气啊,你去看看,很多很多的教会都讲一个题目,相同的题目什么?耶稣来了,耶稣来了,就是耶稣来了是做什么的?
Now, I'll just mention this in passing, that when we come to the Christmas time, all the churches will share on only one topic, that is, Jesus has come, and what is the purpose of his coming?
他来做什么?
Why did he come?
你们去听一听。
Go and listen to their messages.
他来是为了拯救罪人。 对的,一定不错,耶稣基督降世就是为拯救罪人。
Indeed, he came to save the sinners. The Lord came to the world for this very purpose, to redeem the sinners.
他来寻找拯救世上的人,对的,一定不错。
Indeed, he came to seek and to save those who are lost.
差不多就是讲到这一点,主耶稣来,为什么?
This is pretty much all they will be sharing on. Why did the Lord Jesus come?
有些传道人还更多懂得一点的，他讲到主耶稣基督来就是来成全律法的。感谢神。
And thank God some of the preachers probably have more understanding, so they would say the Lord Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law.
还有更属灵深度更深一点的。 基督来是叫我们得生命，还要得着一个更丰盛的生命，改变我们，变化我们。
Preachers with deeper understanding would say the Lord Jesus came to give us the life and the life more abundantly. Thank the Lord.
Period.
Period.
好了。
That's it all.
这是基督来的原因。
This is the very purpose of his coming.
这是基督来地上的目的。
This is his goal for coming to the world.
哎呀。 很可惜,
it's unfortunately, they did not see exactly why Christ came to the world. I have spoken so much. That is to establish his church. That by the church, the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to all the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
所以来,你去看看以弗所书第一章,第一章应该也是第八节,第九节,他来做什么?
If you read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, you will know, see, why he came.
他要造作他诸般的智慧,他的恩典是造作他诸般的智慧和 聪明,匆匆作作的,赏给我们的,叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘,这个奥秘是什么?
Had lavished upon us all this grace in all wisdom and prudence, and he has made known to us the very mystery of his will. What is this will?
照着他所安排的,这日期满足的时候, 日期天上地下, 所有的一切都在基督里面都要通归于义。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, he might gather together in one in Christ Jesus, all things that are in heaven and on earth.
结束了吗?
And is it the end of his saying? No.
底下怎么讲的?
What does Paul continue to say?
天上地下所有这些基督里都同归于我们在基督里我们要得着基督做我们的什么产业我们呢也要成为他的产业这是照着他预定的美意照着神的旨意所预定的美意叫他的荣耀能够在我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的得着称赞得着基业得着基业基督要成为我们的产业我们要成为他的产业
After Christ has summed up all things in him also we have obtained an inheritance or to say God has become our inheritance, and this is all according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Inheritance, inheritance. We will become His inheritance. He will become our inheritance.
什么时候我们成为基督的产业?
When will we become the Christ's inheritance?
我都讲过了。
And I have mentioned this already.
什么时候基督哪一个丰盛,哪一个荣耀?能够在教会中得到成全的时候，我们要成为基督的产业。
Whenever his riches, his glory are being perfected in the church, then we become his inheritance.
不但我们成了产业，这个时候基督也成了我们的产业，对不对？
At this time, not only are we Christ's inheritance, he also becomes our inheritance.
我们感谢神。
And we give thanks to God.
今天圣灵就是做这个工作。
Today, the Holy Spirit is performing this very work.
今天在那里不断地改变我们，改变我们，变化我们。
Continually, He is transforming us, changing us.
我们刚刚提到的，以弗所第一章在新的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大就是照着他从死里一复活升了高天坐在神宝座的右边做什么他为什么要坐在神宝座的右边
In chapter 1 the verse we just read that the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe and according to the power he works in Christ to raise him from the dead and seated him at his right hand. Why is Christ sitting at the right hand of God now?
他坐在神的宝座右边他本来就是坐在宝座上的主他本来就是万主之主万神之万王之王他本来就是耶和华这位神对不对
Our Christ Jesus is the Lord of Lords, the God of God,of this Almighty God, He has always been sitting on the throne of God. But now, here the verse says, He's sitting at the right hand of God.
现在升到高天做什么?
So why is Christ, what is Christ doing after ascending upon the heavens?
他得着荣耀,差遣圣灵,圣灵,圣灵来到。
After He has been glorified, He sends the Holy Spirit to us.
所以叫我们能够今天重生。
So that today we could be born again.
要改变我们，要变化我们，对不对？
So that Holy Spirit can change us and transform us.
所以以弗所第一章有句话说，他为教不但万有不在他的脚下，他为教会做了万有之首。教会是他的身体，是充满着。那万有者所充满的教会是他的身体他为了教会做了万有之首做什么
Now that's why you continue to read that he is to be the head over all things to the church not only are all things being subjected to him at his feet but also he is the head over all things and he isthe very head of the church, the body of him who, that fills all in all.
他做了万有之首有一个目的。
And why is Christ?
能够调动所有的万有调动所有的万人调动所有的环境来改变我们变化我们改变教会变化教会让他成为基督的产业。
Why is it now the Lord sitting at God's right hand and he is the head over all things to the church so that he can dispatch to move all things, to transform us, to change us, to be head of the church, so to make us to become his inheritance. So that his eternal purpose will be fulfilled. We thank God. In terms of our spirit, once saved, forever saved, and our spirit is now quickened. As to the redemption of the body, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, we shall all receive this glorious body, and this will be done completely and thoroughly. But as to the salvation of our soul, it's not done by only one time, it's not by one time completely done.
不错,
indeed.
那一天我们听到福音,
on the very day we heard of this
gospel,
God has orchestrated this circumstance so that our inner heart is quickened.
我们认识了这就是基督,
and then we come to know that this is the Son of the everlasting God, the Christ.
他有永生之道,
to whom shall we go, since he has the word of eternal life?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we do have that very one time. Our whole being is being, the whole being is turned around.
什么叫悔改? 悔改就是change your mind, change your attitude. 所以我们的mind改变了, 一下子改变了, 真的转了一下, 完全的转, 180度的转。
What is repentance? That is to change your mind. So indeed that we have been changed at one time, 180 degrees of change. Now we know ourselves, now we know God.
我们也有一个心智说,我不做主了,主啊,你来做主吧。
And also we have this mind resolution saying, Lord, I will not be my master anymore. You will be my Lord.
我不再是 number one了。
No longer am I the number one.
就像今天 Trump 出来总是 number one.
Just as Trump, whenever he comes out, it's always he's the number one.
这就是你我的旧人了, 我是 number one.
This is exactly the old man.
那一天悔改了, 我们就转过来了, 神啊, 你是 number one.
But on that day of regeneration, we are turned around, we say, Lord, you are number one,
哎呀,
you are our God.
我算什么? 我要跟随你, 我要跟随你, 你有永生之道, 我要侍奉你, 这叫悔改。
What am I? I am but a sinner. I want to follow you. To whom shall I go, since you have the word of eternal life?
悔改我们得到生命。
So repent, and we receive this life.
我们成了神的儿女,
we have become the children of God, we have eternal life. And our spirit is quickened. But as to
不是彻底的,不是永远的, 所以你就看到我们要转,转,转, 哎呀, 我们不知道要转多少次, 多少次, 但是圣灵一直在那里做这个工作。
But as to our soul, the Holy Spirit has to continue to work in us to turn us around. So this work is never done at one time. It's not complete in one time. It's not thoroughly done in one time.
感谢主他做了万有之手,协助万,每一个人。 我们所遭遇的,每一个环境我们遭遇的,每一件事遭遇的,都是为了这个目的。
We thank God that He is the head over all things to the church, so that every circumstance that we encounter, every person we come across, is all for this very purpose, to transform us.
我们都知道罗马书第八章很熟的, 万事都无相效力,万事都无相效力,万事都无相效力, 叫爱神的人得到一处,什么一处啊? 改变,变化, 磨成神儿子的形象，得着神那一切丰盛的那个荣耀，对不对？
So, Romans 8, we are all familiar with this, that all things work together for good to those who are called, who love the Lord. For what good is this? That is, to change us, to transform us, to turn us around, so that we will receive the eternal glory and inheritance.
主来做什么?
Why is that the Lord has to come?
但愿我们坐在这里的每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都有这个荣耀的意象。
If only every single brother and sister sitting here does know this vision.
很多要讲的时间已经到了。
My time is up, although I still have so much more to share with you.
这两段最重要的也没有时间同你们交通。
And the two verses, two passages that I share with you, they are so important. Unfortunately, I do not have more time to share.
弟兄姊妹，现在是 wake up 的时间了，你知
道吗？ Beloved,It's time to wake up.
我曾经讲过，我们现在是应该 wake up, stand up, look up.
It is high time that we wake up, we stand up, and we look up.
为什么今天主到现在还没有来？
Why is it today the Lord still hasn't come?
为什么你知道吗？
Do you know why?
四个原因。
There are four reasons to this.
第一个
First,
丈夫没有预备好。
The bride is not made ready.
今天我们这种光景可以去见主吗？新郎会来迎接我们吗？蓬头散发，衣衫褴褛，一身的都是臭味，能够新郎能够来吗？
Can the bridegroom come to receive us in our present conditions? As though we are wearing shabby clothes, disheveled hair.Thinking, can he come?
都在那里打瞌睡。
We're all dozing off here.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
得救的人数还没有填满。
The number of the people of the, who are, will be saved is not completed yet.
我们为什么传福音？我就讲了很多，就是寻找材料来建造。
Why is it we share the
对不对?
gospel? I've said this so many times that we are looking for the materials to build up the church.
我已经讲了主来，我还没这次提了一下，主到底来，我提了一下，还有很多要交通的。今天我们都不明白主来到底是为了什么。
I've been talking about the Lord's coming, but there is so much more to talk about. Today I can only mention that very briefly part of the reasons that he comes.
得救的人数没有填满。第二个原因。
The second reason is he hasn't come.
第三个原因。
The number of those who are being saved. The third.
我们都知道，恶贯还没有满盈。
The sins have not run their full course yet.
所以羔羊的愤怒，神的愤怒还没有领导这个世界呢。
That's why the wrath of the Lamb, the wrath of the one who sits on the throne, hasn't come to this world.
什么时候恶贯满盈呢？神的愤怒，羔羊的愤怒就要倾倒下来，那就是大灾难，就要临到地上。
Whenever the iniquity and sins of man have run their course, then the wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb, will be poured upon on this world, and that's when the tribulation comes.
启示录第六章最后一句话：谁能够站立得住呢？哎呀，这样一个灾难，有谁能够站立得住啊？不得了啊！今天教会都要经过，这是我读启示录读来读去，教会要经过，
幸
福才能够打扮整齐。
The last verse of chapter 6, who can stand?In the midst of all the great tribulation, and this is my understanding after I have studied this revelation over and over, that all the church will go through this great tribulation in order to be prepared, made ready.
你就看启示录第七章很清楚告诉我们，第七章马上就开第七章，谁能够站立得住呢？感谢神，144,000以色列人，还有数不清的人从。各方各族各民各方来的，他们穿着白衣，拿着棕树，经过大灾难了。
Who is able to stand? We thank God that in chapter 7 we see the 144,000 Israelites and all those who are arrayed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. They are those who have come out of the great tribulation.
预备好了，幸福预备好了，羔羊的婚娶到了，感谢神。
Thank God that they are prepared, made ready for the marriage of the Lamb.
他们能够站立得住的，他们是教会，神的儿女。
They are able to stand tall because they are the church and the children of God.
所以这是第三个原因。
And this is the third reason.
教会没有预备好。
The church is not made ready, and the number of those to be saved is not complete, and the iniquity hasn't run its course yet. And the fourth reason is, That's in Revelation 6, the number of the martyrs is not completed yet. Whenever the number is complete, that's the time that the Lord returns. Many martyrs who do not bow down to the beast, who do not worship Antichrist, they will be martyred. But don't you be afraid. You probably don't have this blessing to be counted as a martyr anyway. These are the people who obey the commandment of God and hold fast to the testimony of Christ. Who are these? The Israelites? These are the church. In this is their faith and patience. Read Revelation. You will discover in so many places these people are mentioned again and again.
弟兄姊妹，现在是我们 wake up 的时间，
Beloved,
是我们站起来的时候了。
It is high time now you wake up. Now you stand up.
我们要 look up 看这个宝座，他在哪里掌权？他在哪里掌权
？And look up to the throne where God reigns.
一年不如一年。
And it's going to be from bad to worse each year.
今年我们要会面对更大的挑战。教会和基督徒会受到这个整个世界的动荡混乱的那个影响，我们实在是需要醒过来了。
This year we will encounter more shaking. All the church and all the Christians will encounter more chaos, so it is really high time for all of us to wake up.
保罗早讲了，
Paul has already said this.
Worse and worse.这是末世最危险的时候了。
Now is the last days. This is the most perilous days.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀？基督在我们心中成了荣耀的盼望。哥罗西书第一章二十六节，你们去念一念。
We thank God in Colossians 1:26 that what are the riches of His glory among the Gentiles, that Christ in you, hope of glory.
这是历史历代隐藏在神里面的奥秘，如今向众圣徒显现了，叫我们知道外邦人中有何等的丰盛的荣耀，基督在我们心中成了荣耀的盼望。
The very mystery hidden throughout the ages has now been revealed to us, that what are the riches of the glory among the Gentiles?That is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
主啊，但愿世人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们的心中，叫我们借着圣灵的能力，叫我们大有盼望。
Father, the God of hope, fill us with all peace and joy.By believing, and make us abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
世上和世上的事都要过去，唯有遵循你旨意的人，我们要永远长存。
This world and the things of the world will pass away. Only those who abide and obey your words will endure.
主，我们感谢你做了重要的中，做了新约的中保。
Lord, we thank you that you are the mediator of the new covenant.
你就洗净了我们一切的罪孽，宽恕了我们一切的不义。
You have cleansed all our iniquities, forgiven all our transgressions.
感谢主，叫我们蒙召的人能够得着所应许的产业。
We thank the Lord that you have make us.To be able to receive this inheritance, those of us who have been called by you.
感谢主，你能够坚定我们的心。
Lord, we thank you for establishing our hearts.
在主耶稣来的时候，我们可以无可指责。
So that in the day of his appearing, we will be blameless.
主，你是信实的，你是全能的。
Faithful are you, and you are Almighty.
我们原是被你所造，好叫我们与你的儿子耶稣基督。也同得有份。
And you have called into the fellowship of the Son of your God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，愿这些话不突然返回。
Lord, may all these words will not return void.
祷告祈求仰望信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and hope in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，今天过了一点时间，这个新年嘛，第一次嘛，所以多用点时间。
This is the first time I share with you in this new year, so my time has already passed. I use much more time than I am allowed to.